England nil, Scotland nil. Normal service resumed. Here we go. Let's get into this one. We've got a sponsor. Europe's best football is back this summer for the Euros. Avoid a Marouane Fellaini bush in your midfield and clean up your midsection with Manscaped. Proud sponsors of Up the Villa podcast. Be a proper lad this tournament and shave your bits with the best and global leaders in below-the-waist grooming, Manscaped. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With this exclusive offer, 20% off and free worldwide shipping, use the code UTVPODCAST at manscaped.com. Hello and welcome to our channel. This is the fan reaction for England versus Scotland. If you're new, please subscribe. You'll help us grow massively. And if you do watch our videos, drop it a like and that will also help us massively. So England nil, Scotland nil. And for me, bitterly, bitterly disappointed. I'm doing this video a little bit later than what we'd normally do. Time to reflect on the game and I'm still absolutely fuming. With the way we played, with our application, with Southgate in general, just very disappointing with the whole thing, really. And to be fair, we all knew this was coming. Like, we knew this approach was coming. We knew we'd be playing like this. And it's just coming to fruition. So for me, it all started when I saw the lineup. He took out two defenders out of a back four and replaced them with two new ones. For me, I feel like you should always keep a settled back four. No, Walker might have had a knock, but just to change two defenders out of the four, like I say, a lack of attacking changes. He's reluctant to change the forward line, but he's okay to change the defence. For me, that's where my frustration all started from. But, you know, that aside, I thought we was okay first half. But albeit from Stones, his free header when he hit the post, we created very little again. Over the first two games, we've hardly had any chances. We've hardly had any clear-cut chances. Our forward players just aren't in the game. There's no movement. There's no cohesion. There's no game plan. There's no desire. There's nothing. It's so flat, and we all know that we've got a brilliant team. We know we've got some fantastic players. We've got a very, very young team who seem to be playing as if they've got shackles on, which is really, really frustrating. And I feel like we need to unleash ourselves and unleash what we've got, and we can just show it and we can just bring it on the big occasion. I think Scotland did play very, very well. And I said in the preview that they'd treat this game a little bit like a local derby. They'd be in our faces. They'd give us no time. And if I feel like that's the application that Scotland were going to have, why was there no game plan from Southgate? Why did we not be a little bit more inventive with the ball, a little bit more creative, have more forward-thinking players on, put Scotland under a little bit more pressure? It's very, very frustrating that we're playing with two CDMs. I feel like in international football, there's tiers of opposition. You've got the very, very elite, such as Italy, Germany, France, Brazil, Argentina, very, very elite teams. Then you've got another pack of the teams like England, another pack of teams like Scotland, the Croatians, teams like that that are just not that great. And we've got a group full of those teams, and we should be asserting ourselves a lot more on this Euro tournament as a whole. I'm watching Netherlands play front foot football. The Italians are playing front foot football. Germany are playing very well. You know, they've just beat Portugal. We just seem to be playing within ourselves. And I think we made Che Adams yesterday look like prime Aguero at times. It's just so, so frustrating. We've got Harry Kane that looks like he's just not right, is he? There's no, and I think there's the debate of, is it Kane? But are we even creating any chances for Kane? Are we feeding the ball? I know he's dropping too deep, but that just looks frustrating as well. We all know that we want Jack Grealish to be playing, and he came on yesterday, and and we saw he was knocking the ball on the opposite side of the pitch. He wasn't involved, and that wasn't the Jack Grealish that we all know can play as well. And that was very frustrating. I just feel like we're devoid of any creative ideas, any movement, and it's just so frustrating. And I'm going to get onto Southgate now, and I feel like with Southgate, we've gone through a qualifying campaign, and I also said this before the season started, that we don't know our best 11. The 11 that he's putting out on the field at the minute, I've never played together before. Let's put it frank. They've only played the odd couple of friendlies, maybe the half of football here and there. We're going into a European international tournament where our starting 11 are chopping and changing game by game, trying to stumble across a system, a formation of working, a personnel at times. It's just so frustrating to watch. You're looking at France and their team is so good. It's so established. As we don't know whether we're coming or going. We don't even know what the starting lineup next game is going to be. So that's frustrating. The lack of changes, the lack of personnel. He's got his favourites. Again, that's very frustrating. I just feel like he's just not the right man for the job. He's totally out of his depth. He hasn't got a clue what he's doing. And moving forward, I just don't know where we go. It seems like it's just going to be a bit of brilliance that's just going to just pave our way through. And it's going to be by chance whether we beat a top team at all in this tournament. I'm just really frustrated with the way we played. I think Scotland played very, very well. They upped their game. But we all knew that they would. That's just the thing. We all knew Scotland were going to be in our faces yesterday. And as an England front, we just lack organisation. We just lacked everything. I feel like we can't be playing two CDMs. One of them's got to go. We need to be on the front foot moving forward. We need some changes attacking wise. I do probably feel like we maybe need to go 5-3 at the back, play with wing backs, drop one of them CDMs out of the team and start Grealish. We have to. And then now he took Kane off, put Rashford up there. Ollie Watkins was crying out to play in that game yesterday. He would be moving defenders, dragging them out of position. It was so static. You know, there's that clip on doing the rounds on social media of this fan saying, pass it, pass it, pass it. And all the attackers are just standing there. So frustrating. It's unlike me to do a video like this and be so frustrated, but I just feel like there's no other way of reviewing that performance yesterday than just showing utter frustration. So hopefully moving forward, he's going to be forced into playing some forward-thinking football and be forced into playing Jack Grealish, bringing Sancho back into the fold and coming up with a system that's going to get England playing football again. Because at the end of the day, I can't see us beating any teams in the round of 16 playing the way that we're playing. So this is just a video for me just showing how frustrated I am of the way that we played. But let me know how you feel like England played and your vibe. We've had a lot of people commenting. I asked fans off Twitter to put in their thoughts. So I'll share a few of them with you now. And not one of them's positive. We've got Danny not even wishing anyone a good morning today because I'm still in a bad mood. I'm not having the tactical genius excuse of finishing second in the group to avoid group F. This was Scotland. This was a derby and it was toothless, spineless and pathetic. I mean, I've just watched Germany just destroy Portugal and I can't think about England playing anyone from group F because I just feel like we're going to get absolutely battered because we've just not got it in us to carve open it. Any of those teams in that group. Guy Bradley's put Belgium play their best team, even in friendlies. They all used to playing together. Then swapping a player out is easy. England never play the same team twice. Exactly what I've just said. We don't play the same team. It's a different team every game. And you'd never want that for your club in the Premier League, you'd never want to keep swapping the team and have no structure game by game. You want to stick to the first 11 as much as you can. I know we're blessed with a lot of decent players for England, but still we need a structure and a spine to that team. And I feel like that's where we're lacking. Luke Frost lacked urgency, creativity and any sort of pace. No killer ball. And we should be turning up at home against Scotland. Need more quality in the next game or two or we will be out. Chep 2.0 has put, in the run-up to the game, it felt like a kid before Christmas, but thanks to Safeguard, he ended up getting socks and a lump of coal. Adrian put, Grealish, not an impact player, needs to be started and taken off if need be. Mings was solid again. Don't like this two holding midfielders malarkey when we're trying to win a game. Foden should have stayed on instead of Sterling. Simon put, intensity starts from the front. Harry Kane is laboured, so we can't press properly. Watkins would have made such a difference. Midfield far too negative, sideways and backwards passes. Fullbacks didn't even get forward enough. Should have dominated and we didn't. Grealish has to start. Dave put, against Croatia, we looked solid at the back and inept going forward. So clearly the logical choice was to change half of the back four and leave everything else the same. Zach's put, we're in big trouble when we play one of the top teams because we won't cut it, and that's for sure. Martin's put, England's build-up play was too slow. No fire or passion or urgency was needed. Watkins up front, press would have been ideal. Scotland had all of the ball. Shocking. Tired of defensive style and negativity that Safeguard has injected into the team. It's toxic. Scotland were throwing on attackers second half to win the game. That should have been us. Alex has put, is our biggest problem Safeguard. Promised to pick form players at the start of his reign, but has slipped into the habits of every other manager. But with one other big problem, he's so stubborn. He won't play his best player from minute one, not up for the job. With Safeguard and not picking the players that we feel like he should pick, I just feel like he's under pressure to get England far in this tournament. We all know that if we don't get to, say, the semis or the quarters, there's going to be calls for Safeguard to go. I heard him say yesterday that it was all about managing the tournament. Now, for me, you're in a group stage with three teams that you should be beating. The only managing in that style should be to beat those three teams and then think about the opposition that you've got in the next round, how you can nullify them, how you can impact the game yourself. It's all too complicated. He's trying to path away through and just overcomplicate it. I felt like, okay, Phillips, Rice, okay for the first game. Bide your way into the tournament, grow into the tournament. I get it. I get that way of looking at it. But for the second game at home to Scotland, it's not the right approach. He got it totally, totally wrong. Especially playing the two holders. We just can't be playing two holders against Scotland. It's just there was at times yesterday, we had seven players in our own half against 11 players, against four players in the opposite path. Just so, so frustrating. And we'll finish on the Brooks. Two CDMs against Scotland says it all. Got a chance to make big attacking changes the next game, but the main change is going to be the wrong man for the job. I mean, the one change which I know he's probably going to be crying out for is to get Maguire back into that team. So that makes me think that he might go free at the back, and hopefully that might give us a little bit more out wide. And then we can change it centrally as well. So it's a few thoughts from a lot of the fans as well, all saying the same sort of thing, all showing their frustration. And we will be back for a fan reaction against the Czech Republic. And we'll see how we do for that one. So sorry, it's really negative, but I'm just very, very frustrated in the way that we've played that game and just the way I feel like we're going to be going for the rest of the tournament. So try to be as honest as I can. Unlike me to be this negative, but I just feel like it drove me to the edge yesterday, and today I've been thinking about it all as well, and I just think exactly the same as what I thought last night. So thanks for watching, subscribe, and we'll speak to you all soon.